This is the Saddled Stallion podcast, where men are equipped and encouraged to understand their wiring, clarify their mission, and find purpose along the path to its fulfillment. I'm your host, Chad Kanier, and I'm stoked to have you here. Let's roll. Hello, hello, hello. I hope everyone is doing awesome. I hope you are closing the year out well. I hope you're closing the year out with peace, with fun, with family, with friends, with personal time, reflecting, with journaling, with thinking about your goals for the next year, really recapping what happened in 2021. It's a great time of year, not only because I've had 2 weeks off of work, which has just been amazing, but because I've had time to think. And I've had a decrease in the distractions of my life that have allowed me to really take in some of the things that happen throughout the year, that happen almost every day, but really take them in and digest them and process them and like really take the time to look at my kids, watch them grow up, see their expressions, have longer dialogue with them because there's just less time pressure. There's just less logistical pressure. I hope you have enjoyed some moments as well. I hope the holidays were drama-free and fun-heavy. This message is going to cap off the year for me as well. And so I've really been thinking about, like, how do I want to end the year? Like, what message do I want to finish the year on? Feel confident ending the year with peace, feeling like I did a good job, feeling like I left no stone unturned. And a lot of it's going to come out of just me reflecting on the last year. I made a list recently of the things I did in 2021, like broad strokes, like the big milestones that happened in my life and me and my wife's marriage, our life in 2021. And it's a really short list because when we look back, you know, hindsight is 2020. You see the, that's interesting, hindsight's 2021. You see the big things that happened, like the thematic things, not the daily things. You're kind of allowed to zoom out when you look back. It's interesting. And so I looked back and I made a short list. I'm not going to share those things because some of them are kind of intimate, but it was interesting how short the list was. And it was also interesting how many things I spend time on a daily basis that didn't make the list and don't even connect to the things on the list. Like they're super unimportant. It's essentially amazing how much time I waste. Like, you ever feel like at the end of the day, you're like, what did I actually accomplish today? Or did I just like manage everything in front of me? Looking into the next year, there are a few things I'm going to focus myself on. I think goal setting is very important for multiple reasons. And I'm very grateful that my dad really always drove home the importance of setting goals. I think that he approached it more so with the mindset of like, know what you want to accomplish, know what you're going after, things you have to put out there to drive yourself, things that you should always keep front and center to force yourself to grow, to reach, to work hard. He's a big on hard work. And I couldn't agree more. Working hard is incredibly important. Working smart is really important too. One of the things I've learned is that, especially in this day and age, there are so many things that distract me. There are so many things that pull me away and they get very sticky. They take up a lot of time because maybe they're fun or they're exciting or they're shiny or they're ego boosting or whatever. And they just don't ultimately contribute to your ultimate plans, your ultimate goals. And so I think another key benefit of setting goals is to keep yourself focused on achieving those goals. So I think the goals need to be big enough to where a lot of your activities can ultimately contribute, even if indirectly they can contribute to those goals. But as we know, they also need to be measurable. They also need to be something that at the end of the year, it's a yes, no, did you accomplish that kind of thing? And so there's a quote that comes to my mind when I think of goal setting and the importance of those things keeping us focused. It's by John Wooden, famous UCLA basketball coach. He's like one of the most quoted guys. But one of his quotes is, "Never mistake activity for achievement." I was getting coffee this morning and there's a local coffee shop that's super close to my house. I could walk there. I don't ever do that, but I could walk there. And I usually get a coffee and then come to the podcast studio. So I just did this. And I saw this black guy like say hi to me when I pulled my truck in. And I kind of park in this alleyway that's right next to the coffee shop. And then I jump in. It's probably illegal. So like, don't tell anybody. But I go in there and get a drip coffee. The whole thing takes 45 seconds. I know that because I literally time myself just to understand how fast it is. And I usually get back in my truck within 45 seconds. Anyway, it's called R&D Coffee. And he's this local entrepreneur. He went to Virginia Commonwealth University, VCU. And his brother and him run this coffee shop. And they just expanded to a second location across town. And I kind of didn't register that it was him when he said hi. I was kind of like, why is that random guy saying hi to me? And he's like, hey, just thanks for coming by or something. Right when I went into the coffee shop, I kind of heard him say, like, thanks for coming by. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he must be the owner. And so I grabbed my coffee. And then when I went back outside, I was like, I'm going to go say hi to the guy. And I was like, hey, you're the owner of this place. And he's like, yeah. And he's like super young. He's younger than me. He's probably like 25. But I'm like, your brother and you run it, right? And he's like, yeah, like, wow, you know a lot. And I'm like, well, yeah, like I have an entrepreneurial history. So I kind of stay tuned in on what's going on in the entrepreneurial world. You guys are doing a good job. We come here all the time. And he's like, yeah, I noticed your truck. My truck's blue and the neighborhood's small. And so it's kind of obvious, like that's the guy with the blue truck. I love small towns. So we got to chatting up a little bit and I was like, you guys just expanded to another location, right? And he's like, yeah, you know, but we're really focusing the next year on, you know, no more growth. Like we're going to put our growth on hold and we're really going to focus on really investing operationally and just getting everything tight internally. And I don't know why he offered that up. Maybe because I said something about the entrepreneurial background. So he assumed I want to talk business or whatever. But I said, you know, that's really smart. By the way, context, where I live right now, like there's no coffee shops. There's probably 6 coffee shops in the entire town. And there's a lot of people who live here. There's a lot of working professionals. There's a huge market opportunity here, right? And so if they wanted to do this, they could totally do it, is to just scale the hell out of their business, just stick to coffee. They do a bunch of baked goods and super craft and stuff like that. And I don't particularly care for that kind of stuff. I'm just more of a coffee guy. But it was interesting to kind of hear inside his mind, is clearly he's been thinking a lot about goals for 2022 and thinking about where they want to focus as a business. And him and his brother have been doing some planning and stuff like that. And that's really healthy. It's really good. I was proud of him. I was like, that's a really good idea. You know, any growth at that point will be more sustainable. Even if it's slower, it'll be more sustainable because you got to get the house right before you expand to additional properties, if you will. So that was cool. And it got me thinking. I was kind of getting back in my truck and heading to the studio and it got me thinking. And then right when I get back in the truck, I'm driving along this road and these are really narrow, like neighborhood streets. There's cars lined on both sides of the streets. And so it really turns into a one lane neighborhood road. And this squirrel darted out into the middle of the road. And what do they teach you when an animal comes out in the middle of the road? Unless it's like a deer or something, it's going to destroy your car. You do not swerve when an animal comes out into the middle of the road. And so it's a discipline thing. It is a discipline inaction thing. Like I want to move. I see the squirrel and I'm not going to move because I will hit one of the cars on the side of the road. By the way, I literally got to the point where the squirrel kept going back and forth. He was like Tyreek Hill in front of me. It was like, he's trying to juke me, or maybe he was indecisive. He's like, do I get the nut? Or do I cross the street? Do I get the nut? Or do I cross the street? He couldn't make up his mind. And it was at the point where I'm like, go, go, go. You know, you're even yelling at the squirrel. You're like, go, just make a freaking decision. And I'm about to get to his body with my front tires. And I literally just closed my eyes because I'm not going to move my steering wheel. So I was like, I closed my eyes waiting for a bump, like the bump, bump. Like, am I going to hit this squirrel? And I'm sure everyone's leaning in and very interested. I did not kill the squirrel. And I'm like, oh, and then you're done. And you're like, oh God, good for you, buddy. Like you figured it out, or just luck. I don't know what the hell happened. But after I randomly did not murder the squirrel in the middle of that neighborhood road, I asked myself, what's the connection between the conversation I just had with that coffee guy and this living squirrel? He's probably dead by now because he was a freaking schizophrenic. And I think I came up with the beauty of inaction. Hey guys, you might already know this, but I am not in the business of providing a random message to a random audience. I am in the business of providing meaningful, impactful messages to those seeking more purpose in life. I need your help to do this. I'm inviting you right now to engage in a dialogue with me and to send me ideas, send me thoughts, send me questions, send me issues that you're struggling with that I can speak about on this podcast. Go to my website, chadcanyer.com. It's my name, .com. Go to the contact page, fill out a form. I will get an email and I pledge to get back to you within a week and engage in a dialogue around that topic. I cannot guarantee that I will speak on that on the air because I might be the dumbest guy in the world on that subject, but God knows I will do my very best to engage with you and to provide value, not just to you, but to every single listener, because that is why I'm doing this. Help me make this more purposeful. I look at my 2021 and there is so much activity that has been contributing to these higher level goals. Like one of mine is I started a master's program. I started a master's in technology management program with University of Virginia. And I'm kind of in the middle of it. I'd say I'm like 40% done. It ends in July or August or something like that. It's a one-year program. It's super intensive. It's a lot of work. I put my first book out. I've always wanted to be an author. I finally got a book released that I'm proud of this year. I released it in November and I'm actually recording the audiobook right now. It'll probably go out within the next month or so. And so those are like big things that I accomplished. My youngest son, my youngest boy, Cal, he is, you know, no major milestone or anything like that, but you know, he did take his first steps. You know, it's funny. It's like, that is a major milestone. But when he's your third kid, you're like, no major, you know, he didn't turn 10 or something like that. But he's, you know, he's like 1.5 now and he's like becoming a kid. He's no longer a baby. And so that happened in 2021. So when I'm looking back in my notes, I'm going to have that as a list. It's like Cal became a kid in 2021, which is really cool. When I look back at 2021, though, all the things that I spent time on that did not make that list, it's shocking. It's shocking how many things I didn't achieve with tons of activity. And I got to be honest, it's gotten a lot better for me. I think that getting married, I think that having kids, I think that moving a couple times, you know, making a bunch of mistakes, honestly, buying houses, selling houses, you know, moving, like I said, changing jobs a bunch of times, kind of figuring out where you are, where you want to be in your career, what do you want to work towards. You guys know this, but I tried my hand in entrepreneurship for 2 years and it really forced me to grow up in terms of how I look at everything, but how I look at faith and how I look at family and how I look at money and all those things that I used to take for granted. That whole season taught me that those things are worth protecting. They're worth cherishing. That it's a bigger deal. That is purposeful stuff. I had to get some perspective there. All of these things that have littered my path, my journey, they've taught me the importance of goal setting and they've taught me the importance of focus. And I think 5 years ago, even 7 years ago, God, I would have had 100 things that I'd done in the last year and really like no achievement. Maybe a promotion at work, maybe something that happened, like a relationship, start dating some girl or whatever. But it would not, by the way, that would not happen 5 years ago. My marriage is about 7 years old. So just to be clear there. I think that growing up and becoming a man, learning to, what does that even mean? Learning what becoming a man is really teaches you the importance of setting important goals, focusing on those goals, and really cutting out anything that does not contribute to the accomplishment of those goals. Another arena of life in which I believe I've really been taught the importance of inaction, the importance of patience, the importance of discipline is in marriage. When you get married, you don't really consider the fact that you are becoming one person. That whatever comes out of her mouth from that moment on is going to be at least an indirect representation of you, and vice versa, right? Your job is no longer bringing in money for you. Your job is bringing in money for the family. Again, having kids changes this dynamic completely because every diaper is paid for 50% by me and 50% by my wife. Okay, whether she works or not. It is a mentality. It is a psyche change. It is now we. It is now us. And that is not organic. That does not happen naturally. That is not natural. That is something that you have to work on. It is a decision. And the fruits of that decision are amazingly powerful because, yes, we share in the bad. Yes, if something comes out of my mouth, it does have a negative impact on her. By the way, it makes you more careful with what you say. So it's smart. But you know what? You share in the good too. Her promotions are your promotions. Her breakthroughs spiritually, her breakthroughs emotionally, her getting over things from her past, her accomplishing something in her career, her reaching a fitness goal, whatever it may be, you benefit from that. And I do benefit from my wife's fitness goals. It's pretty nice. But what does that mean? That means that sometimes when there's misalignment between you and your wife, but there's action that the world is asking you to take externally, it's not time to take that action yet. You need to wait until there's alignment. The same way that that coffee shop owner is waiting for his two stores to align and optimize operationally, get their people right, get their process right, get their product right, etc., before they expand to additional stores. I need to align with my wife on how we think, feel, what we believe, how we want to communicate something externally before the world gets to hear from us, before the world has to hear from us, etc. And if it takes time, it takes time. And so it's a lesson in patience. It's a lesson in discipline. It's a lesson in self-restraint. It's a lesson in humility because you cannot just go run your mouth because you want to be done with something. You cannot just answer some phone call because you feel like you're obligated to answer the phone call. I am more obligated to be aligned with my wife than I am any other obligation. And that includes work. I have shut down work things when I'm like, I'm sorry, I need to spend the next hour working through something in my marriage. And my kids are about to come home from school and I will not have any sort of quiet or peace or order with which I can manage this issue and sort through this issue until freaking tomorrow at lunchtime. And so I'm sorry, Gail from accounting, like we cannot meet today. I'm sorry. And you know what? At the end of the day, you know, you can make up for that time later, right? Right. It's not like you just keep pushing everything off. But there is a time and there's a place. And let's not forget our priorities. Think about the squirrel. Think about the squirrel, right? The world in that moment was telling me, don't hit the squirrel. And this is going to get into relationships a little bit, okay? Because they can be a little squirrely, okay? In the moment, I'm driving my truck. I see the squirrel. He's jumping back and forth. What an idiot. He looks like the human joystick. Like he looks like Tyreek Hill. He can't make up his mind. In my mind, I'm like, I want to swerve. And now luckily I'm so trained over the years. I just kind of don't budge and just close my eyes and just hope for the best. Plus they're so quick. Like he's going to get out of the way. God, if he didn't get out of the way, what a moron. Doesn't even know his own talents. Anyway, when I'm driving and I see that squirrel, and I'm about to hit that squirrel, I have a decision to make. Am I going to steer clear of the little thing in front of me, the little distraction, the little thing in life that keeps nagging on me? Hey, fix this, do this for me, do this for me. Hey, allow me to do this in your life. Allow this in your life. Am I going to steer clear of that and hit something bigger? Am I going to jeopardize my truck? Am I going to jeopardize my life? If there's kids in the car, am I going to jeopardize their safety to avoid, to respond to something little in my life? A lot of us are jeopardizing big things, way more important things, things that we actually have headship over, things we actually have control over, we are jeopardizing those things by responding to, by giving airtime to stupid, petty, distracting, schizophrenic, BS, little, stupid things. You need to make sure you understand your priorities so that you don't overreact to something that is not something you can control. When you get into the world of relationships, isn't it so interesting how we kind of forget that other people who are nagging us and bringing things up into our lives and constantly pulling for our attention, that they have ultimate control over their lives? It's kind of weird how we can forget that they have all the faculties in their brain that we have to take control over their life, to limit what comes out of their mouth, to manage themselves, to honor the boundaries that you've set, to manage themselves in a healthy way, to stop doing damage with their tongues. We kind of forget that because we love them and we give them the benefit of the doubt and we care for them. Just like I care for the little squirrel. I don't know the squirrel. I don't have a personal relationship with the squirrel. I'm not going to Hawaii with the squirrel and kicking it on the beach. I don't have no intellect there with which I can even bond. But I care. I don't want to kill the squirrel. But at the end of the day, I'm not responsible for the squirrel. If the squirrel jumps out in front of my truck and is indecisive and gets killed, that is not my problem. If I would have heard bump, bump after that, I would feel bad for about 8 seconds. And then I'd be like, well, he was kind of a dumbass. He kind of deserved to die. Maybe that was natural selection. And think about the alternative. The alternative is me steering my truck into a parked Civic, ruining some guy's commute for tomorrow, right? Changing his life and potentially harming myself. A lot of us are doing that in our lives. As you look into this next year, maybe it's time to identify the squirrels in your life. Maybe it's time to identify the noisy voices and the noisy pulls and the aggressive, incessant requests for your time and your energy. Maybe it's time to identify the notifications of things that are going to pull you back into a world of activity without the benefit of achievement. Maybe it's time to consider, what is that third coffee location that I'm considering opening? And am I really confident in our operational integrity? Are we really ready for an expansion? Or could that begin to jeopardize the entire thing? And yes, to some, the daily activities will contribute to an ultimate achievement that we cannot see, right? And sometimes we will set big goals for ourselves that ultimately don't pan out, but they lead to other things. But does that negate our need to set goals for ourselves? Does that negate the need to go into a new year with focus and with fortitude and with discipline towards those things? So what are the things in your life? What are the squirrels? What are the temptations? What are all the activities? Where did you spend your time in 2021? Did it make you better? Did it allow you to achieve your goals? Are you closer to your goals? Imagine if you channeled more energy into the attainment of your goals. Imagine if you stayed focused on that. Imagine if you invited a friend or a family member or someone who you trust into that goal-setting process. Hey, hold me accountable to these things. I don't want to get distracted. Our world is filled with people who are so focused on activity. Hell, even their achievements are based on activity and people's activities in response to their activities. I'm softly referencing social media, stuff like that. I'm talking about your big goals. I'm talking about things you want to accomplish personally. Hey, I want to rebuild a relationship with so-and-so. hey, I want to launch a book. Hey, I want to learn that subject I've been putting off for 5 years. I want to learn how to expand my business in this new way. I want to solve this problem that continues to cripple the integrity of my business that I just keep looking past so that I can focus on marketing and the fun stuff. This is a time for reinvestment into the most important things and discipline to deprioritize things that are not ultimately going to lead to your growth. You have the answer inside of you. It's really just whether you're willing to listen. As we look into 2022, I'm thinking about certain enemies jeopardizing what my family is all about, what I want my family to be all about. I'm thinking about goals that I've even accomplished that didn't satisfy me like I thought they would. I'm thinking about career goals that I've already softly targeted. I'm asking myself, why? Why is that your goal? Is that just the gravitational pull of the world, or is that just a gravitational pull of your prior experience, or is that just based in guilt? Is that based in like a personal drive where you need to achieve and you need to grow and you need to build? And why? Is that your plan? Or is that God's plan for your life? Is that going to be good for your family? Why am I setting that goal? When I'm driving down the street, I know very well the implications of hitting another car on that street, because I have years of experience. We don't have years of experience when we look forward to the big goals that we're setting in our lives. And so we have to ask a lot of questions about why we're setting the goals that we're setting. They have to be well filtered and thought through and tested and discussed goals. They can't just be figurative. They can't just be aspirational blips that we throw out there. We say, yeah, sure, I'll work towards that, because then we won't believe in it. They won't matter anything to us. So make them real. Make them tangible. Work hard until you care deeply about them. And if you don't care deeply about achieving a goal, then it's not really a goal. It's just something you're writing down so that you can feel like you're a good planner or something. And I think the biggest takeaway for me as I look back on 2021, I look into 2022 is, man, there's really a lot of beauty in not acting, not answering the world's demands, not abiding by that gravitational pull. Maybe that's the discipline. Maybe that's the growth. If I looked back on 2022 in 12 months and I asked myself, how did I grow? What did I accomplish? I would love for one of those bullets to be held strong in the face of a lot of noise, focused on the most important part of my life, my faith. Nobody sees that. It's daily work. It's a daily decision. It's a heart thing. It's not something that's going to be on social media. It's not something that you can measure with numbers. It's not something that anyone's going to quote me on, but I don't care. It's more important. And so the world will see inaction, but I will know in my soul that it's good, that it's right, that I'm glad I spent the time investing. And if that means that other things have to be deprioritized or sacrificed or ignored, that's fine. I'm going to work on unifying with my wife more, on just the daily things, the little things. I want to end the year next year being like, we are so together. We are so happy. And not just happy because we have XYZ and all that crap on paper. I want it to be immeasurable. I want it to be something that we just know. Me and her, we look at each other, we just know. We have. Those are big goals, man. They're not going to materialize in money and numbers and quotes and yada, 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 all the other material things. They're not going to be measurable, but they will be good. And that's all that matters. And so the question to you is this. In 2021, what distracted you from hitting your big things? What forced you to take turns down the wrong road? Where did you overextend yourself when you should have focused on operational integrity? Where did you communicate externally when you really should have aligned internally, taking the time to get things right? Maybe this is a year of just getting things right internally. I think there's no greater challenge for anyone living in our time, especially if you're young. There's no greater challenge. Spend a whole year setting goals for things that will not materialize in other people's eyes. Wow, that's tough. Because everything we do is on paper. Everything we do is on social media. Everything we do is on a Zoom call. Everything we do is visible. Everything we do. Everything we do is on a LinkedIn profile. Everything we do is on a Facebook profile. Everything we do is something that we need to tweet about and talk about and text about and all that stuff. It's all visible. It's all material. It's all measurable. What a great challenge for us as we look at 2022. Set some goals. They can be material. Some of them can be material. It's okay to want a promotion. It's okay. I'm just saying, set some freaking immaterial ones too. Set some ones that people can't measure. Set some ones that you will be the only person who can go back and evaluate whether you hit that goal at the end of 2022. Set some goals that nobody will see, but if they interact with you, maybe everybody will feel. Set some internal goals. If you have those immaterial goals and they are truly a priority for you, when the squirrels dart out across the road and when there's an opportunity to buy a third coffee location and when the noises in the world are pulling you to answer, when you're not aligned with your spouse or a really important friend or something, you'll have a voice in you that says, that's not my goal. That's not my priority. That's not in alignment with the purpose I've set for this year. And you will have the confidence to not take action. We are in winter right now. I don't actually know if it's winter. I'm just going to level with you. Not good at that stuff. My wife, really good at that stuff. She knows the dates where the seasons change. She knows the actual dates. She says things like, oh yeah, like Columbus Day weekend, I'm taking time off. And I'm like, when is that? I like look at my watch. I'm like, first of all, what day of the week is it? Second of all, where are we? What are we talking about? What month are we talking about? I'm horrible with that kind of stuff. She's so different. We're so good for each other. Sometimes it's so annoying. Love you, hon. I am always asking myself how I can align with the purpose of each season. I believe in this stuff. Winter is a season where old crops need to die off. Thorns die too, but so do flowers. Okay. So certain things need to die. Certain species that are living in your life right now need to die off. It's a natural purging process that allows room for the proper growths in the following spring. I love spring. I love spring. As like a creative type person, I love spring. But all the seasons serve a great purpose, and the winter is all about getting ready for spring. What new growths will occur in the spring that winter need to play towards, right? To enable. So you have to ask yourself, it's the same question we've been asking the entire podcast episode. What needs to die? I don't know why I'm saying die like that. Die. I don't know why I'm doing that. But what needs to, now I'm thinking about it too. What needs to die? I mean, I just naturally do it. What needs to die from 2021 that you don't want to bring into 2022? That's really the question. You have to, before you start thinking about what's going to grow in the next year, and a lot of people focus on that with goals, and so that's why they're so discouraged in February. But what needs to die off for those goals to even be realistic? That's a great goal too. Setting things that need to get out of your life. Hey, cut this by this date. Not just wait, by the way. But cut this habit, etc. Cut this relationship. Guys, relationships can hold us back like crazy. Cut this bad thing out of my life so that there's room for good. What needs to die for new life to emerge? Thanks for listening to the Saddled Stallion podcast. That's it, guys. Be strong, be humble, walk in purposeful manhood.